I'd like now to welcome to the program Alex Rotaru. He is producer and director of the documentary film Shakespeare High. The film screens at the CCA here in Santa Fe this Saturday, the 22nd of April at 1 in the afternoon. It's part of the Santa Fe Shakespeare Society Happy Birthday to the Bard presentation. And there will be not only a screening of the film, but a special performance by students and members of the Santa Fe Shakespeare Society. Welcome, Alex, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much for having me.
So this is a documentary about an annual Shakespeare Festival for high school students that's been going on for a really long time. What is this festival? How did it start? What is it all about?
Well, in 1919, a group of drama teachers in Southern California banded together, and they formed an association called DTESC, Drama Teachers Association of Southern California. And ever since then, they've been holding an annual Shakespeare festival and competition right around Shakespeare's alleged birthday toward the end of April, April 25th or so. And it's actually for middle schools and high schools. I think the earliest you can register in this competition is sixth grade, and it's quite an amazing day. It happens in one day. There's about 2,000 kids, and it's wonderful.
Now, it's both a festival and a competition.
It's called the Shakespeare Festival, and they refer to it as festival without even the article among the kids doing this. But it's really a competition. They divide the field in, I believe, 8 to 10 groups, 2, 3 and 4 groups of larger numbers, and then one larger group, either a drama or a comedy. And they go at it, and there's about 75 up to 90 schools, depending on the year. And it's great fun and great competition. And everybody who makes the finals gets a trophy. And then there's, you know, the first place, second place, third place. And then there's a sweepstakes trophy for the high school with the most trophies in the individual categories. And people, kids dream about this. It's like the Oscars for them or the Tonys. Kids dream about them the entire year.
Well, and as we see in your film, people who are very famous and indeed Oscar-winning actors themselves, some of them, quite a number of them, got their start doing this kind of doing this particular Shakespeare Festival.
It's true because of the location of this festival slash competition, you know, in the San Fernando Valley in L.A. County. And because of its fame among children and teenagers who are interested in the theater, naturally, a lot of the stars and of TV and film and theater that grew up as teens and kids in Southern California come to regard it early on in life as a little bit of a holy grail. You know, it's a place where you want to shine when you're 13 or 14 or 15 and you are interested in theater. And, of course, if you're interested in theater, Shakespeare is the big test early on and even later on. So it was only natural that through the years, the list of really A-list or A-level stars who come from the ranks of festival alumni and alumnae would grow. And we were very lucky to have the involvement of some of the more prominent people who went to this festival as children and then became stars. First and foremost, Mr. Kevin Spacey, who got interested in our project and supported it, became an executive producer. And alongside Val Kilmer and Richard Dreyfuss and Ms. Mayor Winningham, he is in the film, and they go and they interact with the kids, and it was just a wonderful opportunity for the new generations to see these great actors, tell them that you know, they came from this same activity, from this same school-related drama club, which in a day where we have so many cuts in arts education nationwide, it's good to remind ourselves that it exists because it doesn't cost much and it brings so much self-confidence, so much self-worth, and the ability to get familiar with the language and to bond across socioeconomic lines, because in this one day, in this competition, you have kids from Title I schools, Chapter I, rather, the Title I, I mean, underserved communities, all the way up to the high schools like FAME-style high schools that focus on the arts and where the kids, you know, train to be Shakespearean actors. And you have this clash of very constructive differences of aesthetic styles and opinions in what turns out to be a really wonderful bonding experience where relationships and friendships are formed that end up lasting a lifetime and changing many, many lives.
There is a high school called Hesperia, and they tend to win a lot of trophies every year. What is this place? What are they doing right?
Hesperia is one of the more fascinating examples. It's a small community out in the desert. It's very far from any major cities, several hours by car. And it's quite isolated and low income. But with the benefit of a phenomenal drama coach group, actually it's a family, the Hunters, who have been dedicating themselves to this activity for a long time, and I believe the husband is a middle school teacher, but he comes in and helps with the high school drama coaching at the time of the festival. The wife is the coach of the high school, and then their son, who used to be a student not so long ago and actually became one of the first winning trophy collectors of the festival and started the tradition at Hesperia. The son, I was saying, also comes in and helps at festival time. So it's this family of drama teachers who gives a lot to this activity. And the kids, because of this tradition that got formed, the kids, well, they'll say modestly that they have nothing to do. The way they put it is, you know you're in Hesperia when your national landmark is a banana museum.
Yeah, right.
And what can we do? We can either study Shakespeare or chase tumbleweeds. So this tradition of excellence was formed, and we know that kids at that age are impressionable and they need role models. And since in this community, very unlikely, there's been this tradition of role modeling from kids in drama class, in the drama club, or as they will affectionately refer to themselves as the drama geeks. Younger generations come in, they see that, they like it, that it's a very engaging teacher, and so they end up being extremely good. Actually, they are indeed, they have been the reigning sweepstakes champions for a number of years running. I don't want to give away what happens in the movie, but there's been some changes, and I'm not sure that the same high school will continue winning because there's been some changes in the employment of the coaches. I won't say anything more unless you ask me. But I believe that this community is an example of how occasionally a lack of distractions and a lack of choices can make a community be extremely excellent at one thing if they all pull together.
Yeah, I was thinking about it in terms of, I mean, places like Cuba, where not that many people have televisions and nobody has video games and things like that, and they're the best musicians in the world because they actually have time to practice and not all the sort of consumerist distractions that we Americans tend to have.
Oh, you're completely right, and I can only think back of Russia before 1989. There was a very low level of choice, and I'm not praising that at all. It's just a social phenomenon. There was not a lot of choice in terms of freedom of expression or how to spend your time or television channels, and so the level of amateur and professional musicianship. The instrumentalists and the performers were extremely gifted, and they had a lot of time to rehearse. So it's a lot more difficult for someone subjected to a lot of choices and distractions to focus. But I'm not advocating self-isolation as the only path to success, but that's, in the case of Hesperia, what happened.
Yeah. Now, making this film, Shakespeare High, there are kids who are going to probably go on and have professional careers. There are a lot of kids who are going to go on and do other things, but everybody's life seems to have been really affected and changed by the experience of doing Shakespeare. Now, did you see any students who you had this feeling, these are the stars of tomorrow?
Absolutely. Absolutely, I did have that feeling. I'm not going to say necessarily who they are, because we need to see how their lives develop and unfold. And there are more elements that have to fall in place and more strokes of luck that they need to have. And they're teenagers, so they may be sidetracked. Some of them may start families. Some of them may discover other activities. But I do have about two, three, maybe even four kids in mind who I thought were going to be huge stars if the other kind of stars align for them. But the one phenomenon about children who become very successful very early is that there is I've noticed that often they will gain interest in other activities and other things as they grow older, and it's not necessarily the thing that they were fantastic at doing when they were 15 that they'll be doing when they're 25.
Alex Rotaru is producer and director of the documentary film Shakespeare High. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much for having me, and go to the movies. See you at the movies.
Yes, indeed. The film screens at the CCA here in Santa Fe this Saturday, the 22nd of April at 1 in the afternoon. It's part of the Santa Fe Shakespeare Society Happy Birthday to the Bard presentation. And there will be not only a screening of the film, but a special performance by students and members of the Santa Fe Shakespeare Society.